This is Israel 18 News with your hourly update for Friday, the 10th of April, 2026. Let's get to the top stories. As the sun sets over Israel, the weather remains clear and mild across major cities like Tel Aviv and Jerusalem. It's a warm evening, perfect for a stroll. Here are today's headlines. First, Hezbollah steps up rocket fire on northern Israel as five IDF divisions press deeper into southern Lebanon. This comes from Ynet earlier today. Also, Iran claims they forced Israel to cease attacks in Beirut, as reported by Israel Hayom in the past hour. Also this hour, Trump declares the U.S. is ready to renew fighting if negotiations with Iran fail, according to Israel Hayom. Separately, the IDF destroyed a Hezbollah rocket launcher that fired from inside a school in Lebanon. This report comes from the Jerusalem Post. And finally, Iran's ceasefire teeters as the IDF continues to pound Hezbollah in Lebanon. The Strait of Hormuz remains closed, according to Forward. Reaction has been swift on social media. Al Arabiya English shared minutes ago about emergency services deploying in Safed following a rocket attack from Hezbollah in Lebanon. I24News_EN reported that Trump stated, "We're going to find out in about 24 hours if Iran talks succeed." Meanwhile, the U.S. is loading ships with advanced weapons. From Times of Israel, a post just over 20 minutes ago highlights Trump's comments on reloading U.S. warships with weaponry for potential strikes on Iran if talks fail. Now for more on those stories, starting with the escalation in northern Israel. Ynet reports Hezbollah intensified rocket attacks as the IDF pushed into southern Lebanon. Rocket sirens were heard in cities like Nahariya and Safed. This heightens the tension along the Israel-Lebanon border, impacting local communities. Turning to Iran's claims reported by Israel Hayom, Tehran alleges they pressured Israel to halt attacks in Beirut. They are tying further negotiations to this demand. This move complicates ongoing diplomatic efforts and could reshape the regional power dynamics. Meanwhile, the Jerusalem Post reveals the IDF's destruction of a Hezbollah rocket launcher within a Lebanese school. The military condemns Hezbollah's use of civilian locations for military purposes. This incident highlights the ongoing risks to civilian safety in conflict zones. In related news, Forward outlines the fragile state of the Iran ceasefire. As the IDF continues operations in Lebanon, the Strait of Hormuz remains closed. This closure affects global oil shipments and raises concerns about international energy security. On the economic front, first, Mariv Business reports a significant rise in demand for electric vehicles, driven by the war in Iran and soaring fuel prices. Chinese manufacturers are focusing on the UK market. Separately, CTEC highlights insights from Fiverr's CEO, Mika Kaufman. He warns that sudden success can spell the end of a business, emphasizing the importance of sustainable growth. And finally, Ynet Business reports that Alice is set to test AI coding systems for security flaws. As AI tools become more autonomous, ensuring their security becomes crucial for companies like Lovable. That's all for now from Israel 18 News. Join us again at 9 p.m. for the latest. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.